The next coach in the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 2-1 overall and play at Pittsburgh on Saturday, a noon game to be televised by ESPNU. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
We could start with an opening statement, and then we'll take a few questions.
Sure. We had a disappointing loss, tough loss on Saturday, and looked at the tape Sunday, and now we turn our attention to a very good University of Pittsburgh team. They're playing very well. 3-0 and just really impressive in all three phases. So we'll go back to work today and try to get ready for a big challenge.
Great. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.
Hey, Kirk. I think a lot of people expected your run game to be really strong this year with your veteran offensive line and running back. So can you just kind of evaluate what's gone on there since the first three games of the season?
Yeah, we're still working on that. And I think it's two things. We're probably not as productive as we'd like. And part of that's I think we have to improve. The other part is our opponents have done a good job of trying to, take that away from us.
Is it more blocking based, or what would you say is the biggest problem?
I don't know. I mean, I can't. If I knew that, we'd probably be running the ball better.
Okay, and just Jake Rudock's ability to run the ball, how much has that helped? Yeah, I think he was your leading rusher until last week.
Yeah, I think it's anytime you have a quarterback that can pull it down, and we don't have a lot of design runs for Jake. I'm not giving away any secrets on that, but anytime a quarterback can pull it down and take off the football, that's just good football. And he's done a nice job of feeling the right time to do that, the appropriate time, and typically has a pretty good knowledge of where he needs to get the required yardage for a first down.
All right, thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from Lee Barfnett with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kirk, I guess Brian asked a lot of my questions, so I just wondered if, are you and Greg Davis pretty much on the same page on what to do going forward here? Are there any experimentation?
I think we are. I think we are. Yeah, we meet every day, and I think we've got a tremendous football staff here, coaching staff. So, yeah, we're going to work our way through it.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, I'm just wondering what your guys' plan was at kicker this week going into the pit game.
I'm sorry, the what?
Your plan for the place kicking duties going into this game?
For kicking?
Yes.
Place kicking or punting?
Place kicking.
Okay. So, Marshall Kane's clearly our kickoff guy. He's done a great job. Probably done as well as anybody we've had since I've been here, so... really, that's nice to know that. And then our field goal kicking was a huge issue 2 weeks ago. But I think what you're looking at is we have two guys that haven't played. Marshall Kane's an older guy, but he hasn't been our place kicker at all since he's been here. And Nick Ellis was in high school a year ago. So we have two guys that we think are very capable, and we're going to utilize both of them. And, hopefully – what we saw the other day from Marshall, he had a big field goal at a big moment, and hopefully that'll be a really good shot in the arm for his confidence, and hopefully Mick gets a good shot in the arm as well.
Kirk, it seemed like it was kind of a national issue last week as far as kickers around the country. Would you say it has anything to do with scholarship numbers or any reason for maybe why it's been such a struggle kind of nationally to get that going?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, and I would only add to that, it's a little bit ironic because I think, typically just in general terms, it's harder to find punters. Punters a little bit more of an art, a dying art, if you will, and what young kids don't play soccer nowadays, male or female. So, it just seems like there's in recruiting at least you have a lot more place kickers in competition, whereas punters and deep snappers are a little tougher to find, but I don't know, it's a national crisis, but relative to our situation, the way I'm looking at it, and only time, it's like everything in football, only time will tell, I remember we had a pretty good guy named Nate Kading, who's as fine a kicker and fine a player as I've ever been around. He had his ups and downs his first year on the field in 2000, so It's like any player. It's just, you know, the difference is if it's a left guard or a defensive tackle, usually you don't see their warts. They're not quite as prominent. If a place kicker has an issue, then, you know, who doesn't know it unless they're sleeping?
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Coach, how did Brandon Scherff come through that game? Did he come through okay? And is there a chance Mick and Plow will be able to play this week?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see with Macon. He's day-to-day right now, and Brandon is a lot less sore than he was last week at this time. So, you know, it's really a positive. And there weren't a lot of highlights Saturday. When you lose, there's not a lot of highlights. But two that I would cite is just for Brandon to come back from his injury. And then, you know, Drew Ott, same thing, was injured on Monday. And for both those guys to play the entire game, it just shows you a lot about their determination and their mental toughness. And, you know, it's something that can really serve as a good example for everybody involved on our team.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Schott with the Midland Daily News.
Hi, Coach. I'm writing about Dylan Kidd, who wasn't here for a couple years of high school. And can you talk about what you've seen from him so far and as his first year in the program?
Sure. You know, Dylan, you know, we recruited Dylan last year over the holidays. And so he was here in January when we started school. And he and Connor both competed during the spring, and it was pretty much an even competition. I think both guys were probably a little bit less consistent than we had hoped. And then the flip of that, when we got into August training, both guys really performed very, very well. So it was a really close competition. And at the end of the camp, you know, we just decided Dylan was slightly ahead of Connor, and he's done a good job. And I thought Saturday was really the first day where he looked – we saw on the field what we saw in practice. So I think it's a little bit – we were just talking about our place kickers, but a little bit of getting comfortable and you know, actually doing it in front of crowds and doing it in live competition. It's a big difference, so – we're very optimistic. He punted the ball very well yesterday or Saturday. Not only normal punts, but he had did a great job at the plus 50 punt, dropping one down there inside the 10. So, yeah, he really did his part to give us a chance to win.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from line of Seth Boone with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hi, Coach. You know, with a lot of talent back, I guess what surprised you most about your performance over the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that surprises your word. You know, we come into the season, we have a lot of good players back, but we've got a lot of new guys too. So we lost some really good talent. And I think right now our challenges are probably the result of us trying to put things together, and we're clearly not there. We're a 2-1 team, and it's about what we look like. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm surprised. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I'm not that smart, but that's why you play the games. And really, what's important is what we do to move forward.
You talked about putting a lot of pieces together. Does that put a lot of pressure on a team in training camp to make it fit with no preseason?
I mean, even if we had all of our starters back, you know, you expect guys to grow and improve. That's what football is about, and certainly college football. So, you know, I mean, if we had every guy back, then the challenge is, well, how do we get these guys to take the right mental outlook, et cetera? And, you know, so there's always a challenge in coaching. It's just that it switches, it changes. You know, you got injuries to deal with sometimes. And, you know, so there's never a lack of challenges and things that you hope to see. And, you know, they just vary year to year. And this year is not unique. I mean, we have three very new linebackers right now. But, you know, last year was a different position. So, you know, things just move around. But the challenges are usually pretty much the same.
Thanks.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you.